Today's date is 6/8/2005. The time now is 3:46. And last Tuesday, you were home, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And could you tell me a little bit about what was going on? I understand where you were.
I was sleeping upstairs.
In your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my dad was gone with my sister. My mom and my brother got me here.
Do you remember what time you went to sleep, or you took a nap, or?
It was in the morning. It was like, I think it was 7:30,
maybe almost 8. Oh, so you were still asleep for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think it was about 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you tell me what happened after that?
I heard my mom scream, and that's when I woke up. My brother came upstairs to my room with a phone and said, "You have to get up. There's a guy downstairs with a gun." And so I got up, like, you know, and then heard my mom. I didn't hear my mom anymore. And it was then we went into my bathroom upstairs, which is with Jill, and like Jill and my sister share a bathroom. And we went in there and we locked the doors. And he had the phone still.
Your brother?
Yeah. And so I took the phone. And I had called 911, but then he was like, "Stop, call police," which is our neighbors down, these neighbors. And so I called police instead of 911. So I hung up on 911, and then I called police, and I was whispering. And I said, "Mrs. Lee picked up," and I said, "Mrs. Lee, you have to come down here. There's a guy downstairs with a gun." And my brother told me that he shot my mom. So that's what I thought. I hadn't heard it though. So I told her, I was like, he shot my mom, and he's downstairs. And then right when I said that, he kicked down the door. He not kicked down it, but it unlocked, and then he came in with a gun, and then I screamed. And he hit me first on the head, and then Jeffrey. So I don't remember him hitting Jeffrey. I fell to the floor, and he took the phone. Because when I was like back with it, Jeffrey was, there was blood all over, and the phone wasn't there anymore. And I don't really remember if he hit the pool guy first or whatever, but I looked outside the window, there's a little window, and I saw someone. I think it was him right here standing outside the door. And then we didn't lock the doors again because like the whole door was shattered. So
the bathroom door?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I heard footsteps, so I told my brother to get in the shower, and then I said, "I'm gonna play dead because I don't know if it's him." So then I got on the floor, and then so Jeffrey was out of sight, but he said he was gonna play dead too in the shower. And then so I had my eyes closed, and then the pool guy, it turned out to be, was shaking me, and he was like, "You have to open your eyes, you have to open your eyes." And that's when I opened my eyes, and he was covered with blood. And then Jeffrey came out, and he made sure we were okay. And then we went and got a phone and called 911 from there. And there's, so I was on the phone with 911, and he's switching off me and Kevin, the pool guy. And then we went, and I didn't know if there was any more guys downstairs. or anywhere. And then, so we talked to the lady for a while, but then we went out of the bathroom and into, like, our main, we call it, like, the learning center. It's just a room upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we went into my parents' bedroom, and we were looking for my dad's medical kit, which is usually in his closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped, like, right at the door, and I got really scared then, and I didn't know if there was any more of them, or I was like, is there someone in there, and all this stuff. And then I just, like, me thinking out loud, and then, so we went in the closet, and then I took my dad's 9mm out there, and I got it out, and then I gave it to Kevin, and we got the medical stuff out, and like bandages and ACE wraps and stuff, and then I don't know what he did with the gun, and then we went to the learning center, and then I heard my dad's voice. So he was home, and he came upstairs, and he made sure we were okay. And like a minute later, Mrs. Lee came upstairs, and she made sure we were okay. And then we were upstairs just sitting there, and my dad had called for like he needed oxygen from my mom, so that was upstairs in his closet. So me and Mrs. Lee got that for him, and then one sheriff got here. And he was constantly upstairs and downstairs. And then the firefighters got here.
And then once the firefighters showed up, they treated you, and then they took you to the hospital after that. Okay. Let me kind of back up just a little bit. You were asleep, and then you were awakened by your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then your brother came upstairs and was holding the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there was somebody downstairs. Okay. Did he say who the person was, or did he say it was a stranger?
He just said there was a guy downstairs with a gun.
Okay. And then you guys went into the bathroom at that point. Okay. And you said he came in, and he kicked the door, and he actually forced the door open.
Yeah.
Do you remember which door it was? The one from your bedroom?
The one from Jamie's bedroom.
Jamie's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he forced it in. And then he struck you.
Yeah.
Do you know if he struck you with a gun or?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And then you lost consciousness at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you woke up, what did you see in there? Your brother was still in the bathroom with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was just blood all over. He was hit back here.
Your brother.
Mm-hmm. And there was blood like on his face and on his ear and stuff and all over the bathroom floor.
Okay.
The
Can you guys climb into the tub, both of you guys?
No, just him.
Just him?
Yeah, afterwards. After I had seen him downstairs, outside.
Okay, so did you come downstairs at that point? Or?
No.
Okay, how did you see him?
At the window. There's a window.
The upstairs window?
Yeah.
Okay. So you looked out the upstairs bathroom window and you saw the guy downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And where was it when you saw him?
Right there, outside.
Right outside here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that would be the just the patio area here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know what he was doing when you saw him, or okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell whether or not he still had the gun with him?
I didn't. I couldn't tell.
Okay. So then did you go back into the bathroom at that point after you looked?
We never left the bathroom.
No, you stayed in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's when we heard footsteps.
Okay.
Coming up the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you do at that point? Did you climb in the tub also, or?
No. Then Jeffrey got in the shower, and then I played dead. And then so did he. And the door was closed, but it wasn't locked or anything. And then he came in. Kevin did.
Kevin came in?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he tried to wake you up, telling you to open your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after that was when you tried to find the medical kit in your dad's closet?
Yeah.
Okay. And who went with you to try to find the medical
all
kit?
Of them.
All three of you guys? Okay,
yeah.
So you guys went over there, and did you guys find the medical kit?
No.
No?
We didn't. There was a bag of, like, ACE wraps and, like, casting stuff, but there was a few ACE wraps in there that we had gotten out.
And you mentioned that you also were able to get your dad's 9mm. Do you know where that was?
It was like on the shelf.
On the shelf? Okay. And was it by itself
No, it
or
was in a gun case.
in a gun
We
case?
like shoot out here with the shotguns and stuff, and I've shot down before at Target.
And you handed that off to your brother?
I didn't kill it.
Or to Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know what happened to it after that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And at some point you heard or saw Mary coming in?
Yeah, my dad first,
Your
and then
dad.
my sister.
Okay. But you guys were on the phone with the 911 operator also? And you guys were just telling her what was going on?
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you switched, between you and Kevin,
Yeah,
switched the phone
back
back
and
and forth?
forth, yeah.
This person that you saw in the house or coming to the bathroom and outside, had you ever seen him before?
Never.
Could you describe him to me? I mean,
He was white. He was overweight. He didn't have any facial hair. That's pretty much all I know.
do you remember what kind of clothes he had on? Or?
He had a t-shirt and shorts on.
Questions or?
I only have one question. When you saw the guy, the suspect outside, did you see him with the pool guy or with Kevin at that point, or did you see Kevin at all?
No,
Okay.
not until he came up. I saw his truck,
Okay.
but that's all.
Did you hear any conversation outside? Any
Uh-uh.
anybody talking or
Mm-mm.
no? All right. Great. Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie.